Hey, you guys. Welcome back to the Boiling Point Faith and Fire podcast. This is not the polished, play it safe, soft, watered down version of Christianity probably a lot of you are used to. This is where faith actually gets tested by culture, politics, media narratives, and the stuff that people are complicit in because they're not saying stuff out loud. Truth doesn't need permission, and faith was never meant to sit quietly while confusion runs the room. So I really want this show to be something where we can look at what's, being said and what's actually happening and what lines up with the truth, because social media is crazy. Not emotion, not outrage, and not headlines designed to control you or to get you in your feelings. I am Brandon, and I am joined here by my podcast guru, Rory. He has more shows than I have kids, and that's saying a lot. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thanks for being here today and letting me come with
Yeah, the people need us.
you.
What do you have for today?
Honestly, JD Vance needs to step up and replace Thune like right now.
Ooh.
And that just has to happen. That just has to happen. And if it doesn't happen, then there's nothing else to even talk about on my end because if we can't get the most simple thing passed in the whole world, with control of both houses and the presidency, because we are, so even Republicans are standing in Trump's way because it's all one big uniparty, like we keep talking about on the show all the time. And if you can't get voter ID handled, something as simple as that, that 90% of the people of all of the different demographics, whether, Hispanic, black, white, doesn't matter, men, women, the whole bit. Everybody wants this done so that at least we know it's all being done correctly, and the Republicans won't take care of it. So JD Vance, as the basically president of the Senate, needs to come in and remove him as the majority leader, take over and start pushing some people around. It hasn't been done in years, but it needs to be done, and it's got to be done now. And if it doesn't get done now, this is all just going to completely slip away from this party. And the real problem with that is what happens next, which we've talked about on the show. So it's huge, and something needs to be done now.
You know what's crazy to me is I've seen when I'm looking for stuff today that's getting shared and what people are freaking out about, it's still a lot of people mad at Trump about this. We don't have voter ID, and I'm like, they're not understanding the system. But I also don't know, like, Vance doing that's something he can do. Like, that's within the realm of possibility.
As the president of the Senate, he actually has the ability to step in and do that. He's also a member of the Republican Party, and so he, as the president of the Senate, can remove the leader of the Republican Party. He's elected by the Republican members of the Senate. He can call for a new vote. I mean, he has a lot of powers that are afforded him being the president of the Senate, and he's not using any of them right now, and he needs to step up. I mean, this is some of the stuff that they wanted. What's his face, the VP under Trump the first time, Pence. They wanted Pence to do, was, look, you have a job, you have power here, you're the vice president, you're the president of the Senate, step up and do something. Don't just let all this happen in front of you. And right now, all of them are just sitting there letting it happen, going, oh well, and arguing about it. And the time for arguing is over. I really think the time for kind of an iron fist has gotten here. And that's what MAGA wants. That's what America First wants. We've all had it. And I mean, even moderates have had it with all this stuff. And the people who are saying we don't want voter ID, they're just following a party line. There isn't a single one of them, okay, that is thinking about the fact that if there is no voter ID, then that means that Republicans can cheat too. Hello.
They know we
And that's the thing. They figure we won't do it, and they're willing to. So they want to do anything they can to get Trump out, but then once Trump's out, watch them make sure voter ID gets put in there pretty quick. And issue free IDs to illegals, because then they'll have the ID, It's absurd what's going on right now. It could all be stopped if they just went in and removed him. He's a McConnell descendant. He's been Mitch McConnell's right-hand man the entire time he's been in politics. They both have to go. like yesterday, they have to go.
They should go.
McConnell's worse than Biden was.
Yeah.
He's got to go.
It's embarrassing.
The whole thing's embarrassing.
Yeah.
This entire scenario is embarrassing.
Well, my
And, you
question
know,
is,
ugh.
like, what would be the reason Vance is not stepping up like that?
There's a couple of reasons. It's the first one, I think, is that it's just a giant move. It's a power grab. And Republicans always worry, well, if we do this, then the Democrats might do it later. You know what I mean? And they haven't figured out yet that the Democrats have already done it.
Yeah.
They've already done everything. They've already said they're going to start prosecuting conservatives
Right.
who are MAGA and who have voices. They've already come out and said that out loud to everyone. It's not like it's even being hidden. People on both sides have heard that. So there is no, well, if we do it, then they might do it. Oh no. So there's always that narrative. But the other part is, what if he does it and he fails? Then he's completely, screwed for running for president after Trump leaves. So he doesn't want to do anything that's not going to be an absolute win. But at some point, you have to put your neck out a little bit and fight a battle. And, the people who he's counting on voting for him aren't going to be voting if he loses them all. If the Republicans lose them all, and there's disenfranchised voters everywhere going, look, it doesn't matter what we do. Even when we put our people in charge, they won't do anything. That's kind of where we are right now. We have the biggest threat to us as a people, as a country, as a party, is this midterm, because if that turns, there is no coming back.
Right.
There's no coming back at all. It's Hakeem Jeffries, the next president, within a year.
Ugh.
That'll be it. He'll take it. He'll serve a year, and then he'll run for re-election, where they get to make all the rules,
Yeah.
and you'll have illegals voting everywhere, and dead people voting, and people voting 400 times, and ballot harvesting. You'll have all of it because we
Everything
missed our shot.
to get Biden elected.
Yeah, and this is our only chance to save it, because if we don't stop it here, and we lose control, then we'll never stop it ever. Because they'll make sure we never get the majority again,
Right.
ever. So it's so ridiculous the way it's being looked at. But somebody's getting paid off huge, and I think Thune's one of those guys. I absolutely am publicly accusing him of being paid off and bought by some special interest somewhere, and he's planning on taking his, fun tan self and riding off into the sunset with his bag of cash, and doesn't care what happens to the country. It's really disgusting what's going on. And J.D. Vance needs to stand up and be a damn Marine. You know what? And go into the battle and try to win.
Right.
And for some reason, everybody's still playing politics. So politics is over. It's time for action.
Yeah. That's interesting. I'm curious to see. I'm gonna do a little digging
Please
about
do.
why
Can't
he's
wait to hear
not.
what you come up
Like, what are the
with.
conspiracy theories about why he would be dragging his feet? How is it beneficial? Or is he sold out? I mean, he was bred for politics, unlike our president.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, I like the guy. He's a great paid actor. He's a great character. But as far as would I trust him with everything, again, he's, I know too much. I'll
Well,
just say that. I know too much. He's a bred politician.
I agree. I mean, he's no, great white hope or anything. I mean, he's not like that. But J.D. Vance, unfortunately, him and Rubio were th this was set up.
Yeah.
If they just did what they needed to do and push things through like we voted for them to do,
Yep.
they literally were guaranteed it. And I mean, you clean up the election, you move on. Democrats have no shot. They're still putting men in women's sports and in women's locker rooms. They're still paying illegals while, our own citizens are starving. It's obscene what they're doing. They're still releasing criminals for no reason who are killing people right and left. They don't have a party to stand on anymore. The Kamala thing proved that. She didn't win anything,
Right.
like legit. And the only places she won were, no voter ID required. So give me a break on that. I mean, that's not a coincidence.
And everybody knows, both sides know.
Right. Is it both sides? No. And it's almost like they went, well, we can't pull too far ahead of them. It's like baseball teams I used to have where it would be 20 to nothing. And we're like, okay, we got to start stepping off the base and letting guys tag us out, because otherwise, this is going to be insane. And my team's going, no, we can beat them 50 to nothing, but we pull them back, right? It's almost like the Republicans are pulling themselves back. Look, we have a huge lead. Well, we got to make it fair. So let's just do some really dumb stuff and let's get back within striking distance so that the game stays fair. It's absurd. This was 2 terms of Vance and Rubio, and then Rubio running with any number of people that could have been, with him for 2 more terms. This was 16 years of conservative leadership, MAGA leadership, after Trump was done. That's just 20 years of trying to keep this stuff straight. That's nation building. And we went, that's too much pressure. Let's just screw it all up now so we don't have to worry about this. Then we can just go back to complaining and doing nothing, which is what the Republicans seem to do best. So I'm just thoroughly disgusted with this Thune guy. And, back when they were trying to decide who was going to be the majority leader in the Senate, everybody knew that Thune was, a puppet of McConnell. We all knew it. He was open about it. I mean, he was doing everything but carrying a guy's lunch for him. It was disgusting. And I'm like, you voted for this guy? We're not getting anything through. So as much as, over in the House, we're getting everything through that needs to get done, because that guy over there is doing a great job. What's his name? Steve, I can't think of his name right now. Not enough coffee. But anyway, he's doing a great job, right? But the Senate is completely in the bag for the Democrats. It's just killing me right now. So got to get rid of him. And the only way to do it, I think, at this point is by force. I just think we have to do a lot of things by force right now and set some standards. Oh, no, but if we do that, then we'll have set the precedent, and then the Democrats are already going to do it. I don't want to hear it. Okay, they're going to weaponize everything. They're coming after all of us. You and I will not have a show. It's just that. Just get ready, right? I'm looking for an alternative. I'm going to go get a job here if they win the midterms, because I'll be out of business in a week. It's ridiculous. So, sorry, you kind of got me off on my own little rant. Rory doesn't do the rants. That's usually the Brandon thing.
Well, that should change because your rants are fabulous. But the irony of like forcing things in our own country, we can do whatever we want anywhere else, but like we don't do the same thing in our own country, and that is a little frustrating.
Good point. Yeah, good
A
point.
little frustrating.
Yeah. So that's what I had today, was that, because it's just absolutely tearing me apart. And it's like you said, because it's fixable. Spent 4 years under Biden going, we're frustrated and we can't do anything. It was helplessness. And I thought that was the worst thing in the world. But when you're thoroughly helpless, then you look at, okay, but what can I do? And you take a little solace in the fact that this is all you can do, and at least you're doing it. When you have the ability and it's fixable, it's right in front of you, and they won't, that's a whole different kind of disappointment and frustration that is really hard to sit with. You want to like when you're trying to teach somebody how to do something and they just can't do it, and you want to just like take it from them and just do it.
Like my
You
kid.
just want to. Right? Your kid. You just want to like go to, you just want to go up to JD and be like, dude, just get out of the way. I'll do this for you. And walk into the Senate and knock everybody around and take over and get it done. And it's like, I don't know. And he won't, Thune won't bring it to a vote. He keeps going, we don't have the votes. I'm not going to waste our time bringing it for a vote. The problem is, if you don't bring it for a vote, then the Democrats who are willing to cross over to get this over with
Don't have a vote.
won't. They don't have a chance to. If you don't put it up for a vote, then you don't get the Democrat who's sitting there going, I've had enough of this. Boom, yes vote. And you're like, whoa, where'd that come from? Because you put it up for a vote. And they won't, because, oh, we don't have the votes, so there's no point. To what? What? Fight a fight. I can't automatically win this battle, so I guess I'm just not going to fight it. What? How many battles have been won when there was no hope of winning throughout time? I mean, every single movie that's ever been written, I think. And I'm sitting here just. I was looking at this morning and I was dying. There's just no reason for it, and it's totally fixable. So, all right, that's it. I'm done.
And the memes of everybody that are, I mean, they're degrading women, they're degrading black people, they're degrading brown people. It's everybody. Like, our people are too stupid to get IDs. And I mean, this is leadership. And everyone's just like bowing down to them, like, you're right, we're stupid. We can't get IDs to vote. It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
It just is so to say that this is what's on the table, that this is the thing, just shows the stupidity in America. The stupidity, the lack of common sense, and the absolute lawlessness. It's ridiculous.
I think the other mistake the Democrats keep making is they keep thinking that the Hispanic population, okay, and immigrants who are here legally, and the black population, they keep thinking that those two huge voting blocks are in favor of illegal immigration. They are both vehemently opposed to illegal immigration, and both those voting blocks voted for Trump in a big way, and they're getting even more mad now. But see, now they're getting mad at Republicans for not standing up and doing what they said they were going to do after they crossed over. So, you're running a huge risk of losing all kinds of stuff over this stupid, stupid issue that just should be a no-brainer. Yeah, it's bad.
And it's something that, again, is getting blamed on Trump, and I think is absolutely ridiculous because these are lifelong politicians that have been bought and paid for probably before I was born, and that's saying something. So it just,
Before I was born, that's saying something.
So I mean, it's been ingrained, so it is crazy to me that people are still blaming him, but I'll definitely blame Vance. If this doesn't change, I like that now I know, because I didn't even know he had the power to do that. So that is interesting and good to know. Very informative talk. I saw I take screenshots of like whatever I see more than once. If I see it like two or three times, I take the screenshot and then I do the little researchy search. You guys know our boy Nick, who busted all the Somalia daycares. So he's dropping a Newsom tea this week. He went in there to see all of their scandals. And so it's funny, I see that, and then following that, I see it posted a couple times about the Palisades being back in the headlines. And I think good for them. Like, this deserves another round, because you guys know there was the big fire. It was January of like 2025. Monstrous fire. Everybody knows it was lit on purpose. Everything, was set up, whether, I don't know if anybody's even admitted that. It's just like one of those, we know they did it on purpose. I guess they did. It was arson. They did rule someone started, whatever. But it scorched like over 23,000 acres, tons of homes. People actually died here. So you've got entire neighborhoods that are just ash and rubble. I mean, everything just wiped out. And if you've watched the patterns for years, this is what'll happen. A natural fire rages through a place, okay, or a natural, and if you guys are listening, I'm using air quotes because I don't think anything is natural anymore at all. So, this wildfire comes through, insurance companies bail on everybody. So now you have people who are forced out and forced to sell cheap because they have no other option. And this has happened over and over and over. And if you search every quote natural disaster, this is exactly what they do. The government swoops in and they call it help, air quotes again, because they buy up all the burned out lots for really super low prices. And so California pushes through legislation allowing the state and authorities to purchase the land in Palisades specifically for their so-called affordable housing projects. They call it rebuilding, resilience, whatever buzzword, I think, really, that just fits their agenda. But we know the game. It's the clear high-value property under the guise of tragedy. You turn it over to dense government back developments, and it fits their version of equity and control, not the single family homes and the freedom loving communities that were there before. You guys, this is not a coincidence. I'm telling you, research every disaster that has come. It is calculated. It is where they have been trying to buy land for a very long time, and it's not just California, it's all over the states. They let it burn, for whatever reason. They capitalize on this to push their socialist housing schemes. And we've been warned about the land grabs for years. And once again, the truth is staring us in the face. I think altogether, I think six people have actually been able to rebuild out there. Six people out of everybody that lost things. So when I say that the government dropped the ball on them, they absolutely did. And so yeah, I'm excited to see what Nick pulls out. I hope Palisades is in there because, he's pushed through. Newsom has pushed through a lot of things that he shouldn't have. Behind, even when stuff got voted down, he pushed it through when it came to this Palisade fire. So he has blood on his hands.
100%, and it's so obvious too. I mean, everybody who's trying to do anything, it can't get a permit, and everything's just sitting and nothing's moving, nothing's getting approved, and it's like, oh, all of a sudden we're just going to buy all this. The state's going to come in and rescue everything. Don't worry, we're going to take care of it. We're going to pay you for your property. What? What? I mean, especially some of the folks who had the really nice areas, they don't want to lose that property. They're gonna. It's gone. And what are they going to do? Cry about it? I mean, the people who, out there in that area, you have people who are so rich that it won't impact them, and people who are so poor they can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
There was no middle class in that area. There was no MAGA, gun owning folks out in that area, and they knew it. So yeah, they're going to build up something that was nicer for the folks who were poor, so they shut up, and they know the rich people are going to just move
But they do. Yep.
and leave because they have the money, so who cares? It's absurd what's going on, and your entire point there reminds me about what happened in Hawaii also.
Yeah.
No one's even talking about that anymore. Oprah and Dwayne Johnson went up and got on TV and started talking about it. Next thing you know, it's hush hush. No one's speaking about Hawaii again.
Yeah.
And when you go back and you start looking at who's buying that stuff up, I mean, all these celebrities are buying beachfront property in all this area in Hawaii for pennies on the dollar now on accident. It was like they were trying to create this oasis for everybody. I Hawaii's going to be a huge, gigantic liberal paradise. That's what's going to happen. And no
That's
one's going to
really
travel there anymore.
island, probably. So, yeah.
Another Epstein
If
Island.
it's Hollywood, there's nothing good going on out there. So,
Not with those people.
yeah.
No, not at all. But I'm sure that you got to cozy up to all those folks when you're watching the Oscars.
I'm lost. No.
No, you didn't watch the Oscars, is what
No,
that's what I
I
was
didn't
getting
even
at.
know there
Because
were.
I'm sure you didn't watch them.
Yeah. No, I didn't even know that even is still a thing. Did anybody
Wow.
watch?
I haven't seen anything online really about it
Yeah.
anywhere. I don't think even the right wing influencers watched it because they didn't want to. They didn't want to give it a rating point, or so bad. So,
Wow.
in our house, I mean, 20 years ago, we watched it all the time just because we had seen movies and it was kind of fun and everything else. We haven't watched it in years.
Well, I
We don't
think
watch any of those shows.
because we only had like five channels. So we
Well,
just
that hurt.
watched like what was on. I don't necessarily think anybody cared. No, it was different. It used to be different. I agree to that, but no, it's been years. I couldn't tell you. I didn't even know it was the time of year.
All right. Well, hey, so much for that sarcastic joke since you didn't even know they were
Sorry,
on. I
that's
guess that fell
terrible.
flat.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks. I'm doing the best I can with the material I have.
And
Okay.
that just means I mean, it's very cool that I haven't seen anything. That means nobody's talking about it, and that makes me very happy. Like Hollywood is dead, let's let it die. Like let's
There's
just
a lot of that.
about them. They're done. Like they're the devil's puppets, and I'm good. I'm good without all that, And speaking of devil's puppets, another thing I saw that was gone a little viral with lots of shares. And I had to look it up because I'm like, there's no way this really happened, but this is the devil's playbook. And it should kind of bother people to hear this. A few days ago, two members of Netanyahu's, I still don't even know how to say that guy's name. Yeah,
Netanyahu.
that
Yeah.
guy. Okay. His own people in Israel, ultra-Orthodox leaders. dropped a bill that would make it illegal to publicly speak about Jesus Christ anywhere in the Holy Land. Like, no more sharing the gospel in conversation, online, print, through the mail to a neighbor. Do it, and you end up facing a year in prison or 2 years if it's aimed at someone under 18. Okay, they could do a lot with kids under 18 because it's in their Torah, but like, God forbid you talk about Christ. Okay, you're going to jail. But they do a lot to kids, you guys. They frame it as protecting the Jewish identity from conversion, but really it's just a muzzle. And I mean, it's not a surprise. Again, this is the pattern. And this is the thing. They try this every couple years and it starts to get shut down. And nobody, I did not find anything saying that they're shutting it down this year. I didn't see anything that it's getting shut down. But I mean, the truth is, like, these are the same forces. They're, you know, it's not everybody, right? Just like our government, I don't think it's, well, yeah, it's everybody. Shoot. Well, shot myself in the foot there. Not saying
Oh,
it's
oops, it is pretty much everybody.
yeah, not saying it's everybody, but I mean, the same forces that reject the Messiah 2,000 years ago are still at work today. That's it. It's written in the Bible. It's there. And they're using government power to silence truth and to keep the gospel from reaching people in the very land that Christ walked. It is spiritual warfare, and they're posting it as legislation, and it's part of the growing global push to outlaw the light in the last days. And this, like, we know it's coming, right? Because scripture warned us that persecution would ramp up before his return. We know that. So, you know, we're called to stand bold for the gospel no matter the cost and keep exposing the darkness. Like, we know this is coming. And it's all feeding this huge agenda. But if anything, like, I don't say this so that you guys like get doom and gloom. It is just proof that another just proof that the scripture is real and that the devil is freaking out right now. He's freaking out and trying to do everything like they've done with everything to try to numb us, dumb us down, to help us to not remember who we were. And I think I kind of find peace in that, to be honest. Like, we're getting close. Like, there's no way that it's not all gonna come into fruition soon, you know? So I don't know. It's a mess, and it is terrifying. You know, I'm scared for people out there. I'm very blessed to be in the United States, even with dumb Democrats running the show, because I could still talk about Christ here right now. If
So far.
Vance doesn't step up, that could change. We're gonna keep our eyes on that.
That will change.
Yeah.
That's on the list of things
Yeah.
to change. Because Christianity has now, by the Democratic Party at least, been labeled as hate speech.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what they're going to pursue if they get power back. Yeah. So I hadn't heard that exact thing about Israel. I knew there was something going on over there behind, Netanyahu's back, but it's kind of like that. He needs to get his act together. But
He's
he's,
alive?
what's that?
Is he alive?
Well,
Because
that's what I was saying. He got hurt. He got hurt somehow, I think, is what happened. I have not heard confirmation that he's gone. If that were to happen, honestly, that's a huge blow to like all of the entire negotiation
Yeah.
state. It's they put the wrong person in charge of that, and wow, I mean, good night. You have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Israel is sitting on all kinds of stuff that could just trigger World War III tomorrow with the push of one button.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. I'm just asking because I saw the memes and I've seen that a couple times this week that he's dead and people are looking for proof of life. And I didn't look it up, y'all. So if you have information in the whereabouts of a guy whose name I can't even pronounce in private,
Bibi Netanyahu,
that guy, if you know, let us know. Let us
I
know.
think I think he's in hiding at this point. Kind of like, if we were attacked, you wouldn't see the president walking around. He'd be in a bunker
Correct.
someplace.
Yeah,
You know
that
what I mean? That type of thing. So I think they're protecting him at this point is what's happened. But there's a bunch of stuff that happened really close to where he was. So, I mean, could he be injured or gone? Sure. But I mean, as soon as that happens, before they let that out, they're going to make sure they have some sort of succession order in place.
Of course. Yeah, I get
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So it's like if we make sure JD Vance was ready to go, right? Give him his Wheaties and an energy drink and wipe off the mascara, and the eyeliner and say, hey man, let's go to work.
buddy.
A
Step up, buddy.
good pep talk,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Maybe a massage, some grapes,
And
but get him ready to go.
I've watched those White House shows, and that's exactly how it goes. Like, the president will be dead for like 3 days before they announce it.
Yeah.
So
No, president's fine. Don't worry. Everything's good. Meanwhile, he's laying in a pile. Yeah, it's so yeah, that's and we're not out of that range. I mean, I'd give it a week before I started saying, okay. But yeah, I guess we'll find out. That'll be an interesting show. I mean, if he's gone, as much as people hate Israel,
I
he's
don't
one of the
know.
only people keeping that thing in check.
I don't know if it's really like hate Israel, right? It's the evil behind Israel, you know? So I don't know if it's really hate Israel. It's the people that own everything in the United States and that are calling the shots.
Sure.
That's what.
It's the elite in Israel that are taking over here because we're letting them.
Yes, that part.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. The problem is both sides have issues with Israel. They're different, totally different issues,
Correct.
but when both sides have an issue, then it's like, oh, now what do we do? So they're because they're on different things. When it's Hamas versus Israel, then the right supports Israel. When it's, us owning it versus them, well, then the right has a problem with Israel. And it's like, oh, they're taking everything away from us. It's hard to fight all those battles on all those fronts. So, and Netanyahu does a pretty good job of keeping all that balanced. I mean, he's no hero, but he's a lot like Trump. He just kind of keeps it all where it needs to be so you can go get some work done. Without just completely giving in. But the people who want that job, if anything happens to him, if they could find a way to get it, are such zealots that I mean, I've read about that. The line of succession of like there's four behind him. One would be like, even more to the right of him. The other three are the squad over here. I mean, as far left as you can possibly go, and then how do you run a religious country that's based on religion if you're a left-wing zealot that believes in the devil? Who knows? Wow, I don't know. I'm hoping he's still alive.
Well, I don't know. I heard it a
I'm
couple.
not getting that endorsement on your side, though.
No. I mean, I don't know how I feel about it. And I mean, it'd be the same thing as like Iran, right? We take out Iran's leader and his son comes to take over, so nothing changes. Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. That's like biblical repeat. Take out the Pharaoh and then you bring his son and his heart is hardened. No matter what he sees, he's very stubborn against what is happening, and God continues to move. And I feel like Iran is doing the same exact thing. And I feel like that's what would happen in Israel too. His replacement is going to be just like him. They've been raised for that. That's it. They're Same thing in the United States with our, Congress. They've been there for so long. They are who they are. Their kids are who they are. And so, yeah, I don't think it's different in any other country. I just don't.
Well, we're going to find out soon.
Yeah. I'm sure he's alive. It was a couple of days ago, and I think they can't hide it that long, right? Like, they
No,
can't
I
hide
mean, I hope
it a
not.
week. Yeah. Well.
So you'll see an AI version of him out doing like a dance or something with Trump, and some cat probably,
Well, that's the funny thing. I did just see an AI version of him getting coffee. They made a video of him getting coffee saying he's okay. And that's where I was like, hearing that he was dead, I didn't really think anything. But the minute you get the fake AI saying that you're okay, that's what made me, I'm like, okay, wait. Like, that's probably not, He probably is not okay.
There's some awful stuff floating around out there already, which is just, yeah. So I don't know. But I mean, yeah, all the best to him and his family, regardless. But still, who knows? I guess we'll find out, right? So, I mean, Vance needs to get off his butt and go do some work. And maybe Netanyahu's still alive. We'll see.
Watch for Nick's little
Wow.
tea drop
And
on
Nick,
California.
yeah.
Okay. Like,
Jeez.
I'm excited about it. I hope he does it like today and tomorrow that we get the truth because that would be fun to talk about on
That
Thursday.
kid needs Secret Service protection.
He needs beyond that.
Yeah, like he really, really needs some private security that are ex-Navy SEALs type of thing, because he's not gonna make it.
No.
They're gonna
Did
take
you
this
tell
kid
me
out
that
at some point.
he has security? I think you told me when I was
He
talking.
does, but I don't. At this point, whatever security you have, okay. If you're literally going after the Democrats' leading presidential nominee, because who do they have besides Newsom? I'm sorry. They're going to just tell lies and hope that he's, good looking enough to get the job because they got nothing. They got nothing. Bernie's never going to make it. And now he's too old to even put the sentence together. And, AOC already proved she doesn't even know where Thailand is, or I mean, she's every time she opens her mouth, she's worse than Kamala. So I'm kind of like, Newsom's really all you got right now
He
until
dropped.
Hakeem Jeffries steps up, right? But oh my word. Yeah. So if he's going after him, you're going to have forces from all over the place trying to take this kid out. This kid can't get a pizza without like looking over his shoulder and wearing a bulletproof vest.
I think we need to pray for him as much as we pray for our president and everything,
Absolutely.
because he is doing some serious work.
Yeah.
I did just see something about Tucker Carlson too that I haven't looked up. That he's going to jail. Did you see
Oh, I hadn't seen that. For what?
that?
For
Treason
which thing?
and for being a spy, because I guess the CIA was listening to his talks and he's talking to people in Iran, I think. I have to look it up. I'll do the research before the show Thursday, but I was just curious if you heard anything on that.
No.
I saw several people talking about that he's going to be in big trouble. And other people were like, if he gets arrested, that's it for the United States and free speech and everything else. So people were pretty up in arms about all of it. I literally just saw it when you came in this morning. I just saw it and I was like, man, I didn't have time to read about it, but I've been thinking about it this whole time and I'm just like, man, I can't wait to read about it now. To figure out what happened. I want to know the tea.
Yeah, maybe that's a good way to start the next show because I didn't hear anything about that. I know Tucker's been fairly irrelevant lately because he's taken some really hardline stances, against Charlie Kirk and with Candace and against Turning Point and, against the president. And I mean, he's Marjorie Taylor Greene 2.0 at this point. Like, dude, you don't have to agree with everything, but seriously, if you don't get on board and get some things done, then the other side takes back over. You get that, right? Like, you've been around long enough, you understand how this works, and he doesn't, apparently. So he really has made himself very irrelevant
Oh, so maybe
in the
this is
thing. So
just him trying to get back in the spotlight.
I just, wow. I mean, wouldn't that be the way that you get back at this administration is to make them look like they're censorship and, why? It's like, do you want Biden back? What are you doing, dude?
Well, that's what I want to ask all these influencers. Every single influencer that has belly flopped and is wishy-washy and is talking about, forget conservatives, forget Republicans, forget all of that. Like I would love to have a conversation. Like, what's your plan then, Stan? Just
Yeah.
screw it and then cry about it later? Because all the same people that were complaining about everything that was happening with Biden are now like wanting it to come back. So I guess they're just never happy. But I mean, they get paid. They're getting paid. They get paid to think whatever, the media machine wants them to think in that day and time. And that's why you have to do the research, you guys. And that's why I asked a lot of questions today, because I didn't do a lot of research. And I'm not gonna fearmonger you. I'm not gonna steer you in a crazy direction. If I can find the truth in it, I'm happy to share it. But yeah, I'm not on the media. I'm not disappointed in my president. I don't see Trump as a sellout. I think he's done a lot of incredible things, and I think he continues to do what he can within his power. But I will call out Vance. Like, I'm gonna read about that too, because I mean, that's just bullshit. Like, if he has that power and he's just sitting on that, and I mean, there's people not getting paid this week. That's on his hands. If he's just letting that happen. So yeah, anyway, Orange Man bad, not on this show. Not yet, at least. Okay. And you know, I'm thinking about that today. He cares about his kids and his grandkids. Like, he's a family guy. You can see that. That's genuine. They're not paid to perform on the camera. They're not estranged. Like, you can see that he genuinely has relationships with his family. He's not going to blow up the US for his legacy. I know that we've talked about it before, where it's like he has nothing to lose. It's his last term. You know, who cares about that? But I don't think it's like that. I think everything he's doing, he knows he's ensuring a better country for his kids and his grandkids. So I'm just going to keep believing in that, because he's not like everybody else. And he's making so many people mad, you guys. Like, the devil is freaking out. He's freaking out. And I think it's just important that we pray for him, and we pray for people like Nick, and we pray for the truth to come out with people. And I want you guys to really have discernment when you're reading the media headlines, and stop reacting in emotion. The minute that you're reacting in emotion, you're giving your power to somebody else. Like, you cannot stand firm in your core ethics and values and beliefs when you are reacting on emotion. So when you're sharing the meme without doing the research, that's emotion. I want you guys to go on the internet. You're going to do it anyway. So when you're scrolling, I just want you to double check things before you share it. Just do the research. And if you read the Bible enough, like, the discernment comes naturally, where you can be that real skeptic. But yeah, Thursday's going to be a great show, you guys, because I'm going to do research, I promise.
All right, we're going to hold you to that because you're going to have to carry that show. I'm tired after this one. I got to go take a
That's funny. Well, you still
nap.
have to close us out. You got enough for that?
I got one
Yes,
left in me
thank
here.
you, Lynn.
All right, and it was because you brought up a great point about the influencers, and that's a fantastic way for us to close. I think that all of these influencers, and man, there are a lot who are doing this flip-flop thing. You know, they pretended to be conservatives, they got a whole bunch of people to follow them, and now they think they're going to go out and like change everybody's mind by pointing out these flaws, and it was all a big psyop, you know, and that's great. The people today are not the people from back when Karl Marx was pulling this off. Okay, so the people today get what they did. They're falling off. And when you watch these influencers and you see them, you see that the views and the comments and the shares and everything just plummeting, you know, just dying. It's because people are waking up going, oh, so you were fake. Okay, then I'm unfollowing you. I'm not going to be here for this. What they need to understand, though, is that even if they won and even if they succeeded in what they're being paid to do, there's history on this. And when, you know, Marxism came in and they wanted to turn everybody that way, they used the educators for it. And they went and brought all the professors out and all the, and because then they could feed the ideas to the young people and get them to change. And they were plugged in so they could report all of the people who were dissidents and get rid of them and have them arrested and killed, right? And then as soon as they took over and their side won, they went to the party to celebrate and realized that, oh, now they were a threat. Because they showed that they had influence, and they all were summarily executed. The Marxist regime came in and said, "Hey, thanks for changing everybody's minds and putting us in power, but we can't have you change their minds back someday. So goodbye." And they wiped them out. That is literally where your favorite term, "useful idiot," comes from. That is the genesis of that term. Is the people who think that they're part of the deal, and hey, I'm going to be celebrating with those guys, and then they turn around and they get shot in the back. You know, way to go, influencers. Because if you succeed and your side does take over, they will deplatform, harass, shut down, arrest, and persecute you the same way you're trying to do to us because you're nothing but a useful idiot.
Yeah.
So good luck.